The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
All right. The big boys are here, so let's have some fun today. Let's do it. It's a Labor Day edition of The Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master, if you want to get in today. 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's the first Monday after college football, and there's Texans cuts and big trades in the NFL and all kinds of things that we need to talk about. So that's why we're here.
Yeah, Nick said, I can't believe you guys are here.
I think we've worked Labor Day every single year that we've done, certainly since we've been in the 4-7.
I'm pretty sure we have, yeah. It's an important – I always feel like it's an important day because it's, you know, college football started yesterday. Like – really started
right,
yesterday.
Right.
So I feel like it's important for us to be here. And, you know, it's a day where I'm guessing our audience today is not going to be as big as it normally is, but there's the people who are in their car listening to the show. They want to hear what's going on with college football. So I figure we could oblige them. It's the least we can do.
Yeah, this is, and I never know how many people are actually listening on Labor Day, but you know, for the ones that are, hell, this is us working for free, basically.
Yeah.
Because technically you get a comp day for things like this, but neither of us use all of our vacation, so it's not like it matters. So we're just here for the people today.
That's right.
So we're gonna have some fun with it.
I'm pretending that that day that I'm taking later in September, when I go to New Orleans, that's my Labor Day. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Okay. Well, it's also one of probably the 10 vacation days you're not using either. That's the thing is, it's never about, you know, at least for us, I think it's about just trying to be here as often as we can and put on as good a show as we can. I don't like taking days off. And, I had a really nice quiet day today getting ready. I had to do sports map stuff this morning as it was, so I'm happy to be here.
I was, I've always been a believer in, because like, we've been on this run where we've been the number one sports show here for a while. And I was like, man, I wonder how long we can ride that out. I was gone a good chunk in June. You were gone a good chunk in July. We got through those, and we were still number one. I was like, okay, then hard part.
No more times.
There's no excuses now, because you do worry that, you know, maybe something's going to happen while you're gone that wouldn't be good. But
yeah, it's funny. It's one of the things that we used to talk about when Tepper was here. It's like you never know when somebody's listening to the show for the first time. You kind of like them to hear your voice.
Yeah,
you want to hear that. You don't want them hearing a fill in, but. So for those of you who are out and about today, well, be careful. It's wet on the streets. So even with the lesser traffic, there'll be idiots out there. And let's just have some fun over the next 3 hours and talk about all kinds of stuff.
There's still another football game tonight, too.
There is.
A pretty good one. Florida State, Virginia Tech. So.
And we were just talking before the show. We're only 3 days away from the NFL now.
It's coming so fast. Yeah. I can't wait.
So we're about to be into the best time of year. How was your weekend?
Fantastic. And you know what? Son of a bitch. I just got a reminder on my phone to bring beer to work today because Eric's coming.
He's coming today? I thought he was coming tomorrow.
I think he's coming today.
Well, Eric will bring beer.
Damn it.
See, I thought he was coming tomorrow. I actually had a gift for him.
Oh. You don't have it today?
No, I didn't bring it today.
Well, he's going to make fun of me again, but that's okay.
Just the, I just want to do the Eric appreciation thing, and I've got a growler of that milk stout that I wanted to give him, so it'll have to wait, because I thought it was tomorrow, but man, I didn't do anything this weekend except, well, Friday night went out and had some fun with some friends and did a little karaoke and didn't get too stupid drunk, so
yeah.
You know what, it was fun. I trotted out some new stuff. I probably hadn't done it in a year, maybe, except for that trip to San Francisco. And the people seem to appreciate it.
Well, good for you.
So then Saturday was watch football all day, basically from the time I got up, start mixing screwdrivers and watching football. And then yesterday I didn't drink all day, but watch the Rough Riders game and then the LSU game and just, sat back and kept updating Sports Map with the Texans roster because they kept jerking around with it.
Yeah.
But that was it. And got a chance to see a lot of really good football. Really impressed by some of the college teams. But some of the weird stuff in the NFL, we were talking a little bit before we came on, but I don't know. The Raiders got a nice haul for Khalil Mack. But, boy, how do you trade a guy like that in his prime? I mean, if you decide we can't pay him.
And you know what? To me, the Bears overpaid for him. That guy got $6 million more than Aaron Donald did. Aaron Donald's a better player. I think Khalil Mack's really good, and I think he deserves to get his. But the Raiders decided, what was their defense last year? They were like the 23rd ranked defense in the league with him.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to pay him all that money and be the 23rd ranked defense again?
But you're not going to be – I mean, it's not like you're going to be better by getting rid of him.
No, but now you've got two first-round draft picks that you can use and –
Well, and I think it depends on how good the Bears are, because if those wind up being sort of late first-round picks, the odds of those guys, whatever you do, you're not going to get a player of Khalil Mack.
You're probably not getting Khalil Mack. But that's, it's like when you trade away a player for prospects, you're probably not getting that same player back, in the...
Prospects are so critical.
Yeah.
You can't trade prospects, AJ, you know that.
Yeah, but that's... I don't know how I feel about it. The Bears have picked 8th, 2nd, 9th, 20th.
Well, they traded up 14th. To 2nd, though, right? Or did they trade up from 2nd to 1st?
I
think they traded up one spot.
I think they traded from 3rd to 2nd.
Yeah, yeah. They're not afraid to trade draft picks either.
No.
I'm okay with that as long as as long as you get a roster you can win with. And I think now defensively, they're going to be really good.
Yeah.
I mean, they were already good. Then you add, you had a player of that caliber.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Astros up 4-1, bottom nine bases, or top nine, bases loaded, two outs.
Okay.
So just trying to close
there's
it out here.
Drama here, huh?
Yep. And there's a one ball, two strike count.
Brad Peacock on the hill.
Yeah. Rondon started the inning, got...
He got it. He got took one off. Was it the elbow?
I couldn't tell where it hit him but he got hit pretty hard with a line drive. And then they brought in Will Harris and
he loaded the bases.
Yeah, bases are loaded. So,
yeah.
Not ideal. Peacock loaded the bases.
Oh, did he?
It was when Will Harris was winning, it was men on first and second.
Okay.
Well, so,
it'd be nice to see them get through here with a win. They Saturday night, man, it was looking bleak, and then they exploded. We're getting a lot of those types of games where they're doing nothing, and then when they do something, it's crazy. They'll put up 8 runs, but then the other times it's like no runs, 1 run. It's really weird the way their offense. It's just very sporadic.
It is, and they'll have innings like they did last week where they get 5 runs in an inning and then nothing, and then they get 6 runs in an inning. It's just it's it's really weird, but hey, if they keep winning. And I think the, you know, Keuchel's been coming around. That's a big bump. You like Verlander to be pitching a little better this time of year, but other than that, they're getting healthy and, you know, should be able to take care of some business here down the stretch. And there's another foul ball. So,
and a little bit scarier foul ball.
Yeah, that was kind of a lengthy foul ball. So,
the Astros currently 2.5 games up on Oakland. So it was convenient for, it's weird to be cheering for the Mariners because they've been right behind the Astros all year.
Yeah.
But on Saturday night, it was like, oh, the Mariners have James Paxton going. So when the Astros ended up coming back and winning that game, I was like, oh, this should be a big swing because James Paxton is finally healthy again. He's pitching against the A's tonight, and sure enough, that's how it worked out. But yeah, the Astros have gained a little bit of ground. I feel like maybe a week ago or so they were
out in the game,
a game and a half out. So now they've opened it up a little, 2.5. Well, I guess now 3 games ahead of the A's.
A's up on the Yankees in the top of the third, 4-3.
Okay,
so this is where. Yeah,
I mean, every Yankees game is like 9-7.
Yeah,
there's plenty that can happen in that game, but yeah, get another good win for the Astros, and they're getting to where, you know, you can basically erase any doubt that they're not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, at this point, it would take a complete collapse, which I don't really see happening.
I don't either.
It's just a matter of trying to win the division, which I still think they'll do, and.
And you and I have talked about how important it is. I don't think you can emphasize enough. Playing a coin flip game against the Yankees is not the position you want to be in.
No.
And then the prize for winning that game is going to Boston. Not ideal, but it's if they win the division, they get the Indians. You know, Indians are good too. It's not like there's any bad teams that are going to be in the playoffs.
Any of those teams you mentioned,
but you've got one less. I mean, you're. I think your odds are about cut in half when you have to play that wild card game because you have to pitch your best pitcher against a really good team, and if you don't win that game, you're just gone.
And you've used your best pitcher when you've got a 5-game series coming up, not a 7-game series, and you know, so it's a little bit of a disadvantage. But hey, the Yankees did it last year.
They did.
And went in and beat the Indians, and so I mean it can be done. I just think that you're in a position where you got really 4 good teams that are going to be in the playoffs, and maybe 5.
I think
5 is fair, but you know, I think the Astros Indians series is not going to be easy for either team. I mean, those are 2 really good teams. You look at the Indians, and you know they probably match up as well as, well, they may even have a better starting staff than the Astros if everybody's healthy. But I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be interesting, to say the least.
No doubt.
All right, I guess we will take a quick break here.
Talk some college football on the other side of this thing.
There's so much college football to talk about. And the Longhorns. What the hell was that? I mean,
hey, are liquor stores open today?
The one by me was. I don't think Specs is. They're usually not open on these days.
Mm.
But there was like a little liquor store that's by my house was open.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
I might send Andrew on a beer run.
It's not a bad plan.
Because I was supposed to bring beer, and I slacked off. And Eric's not at the brewery, so he can't bring beer. So it's up to me. I've got to make something happen here.
I think you can do this.
I think so.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
All right, Eric from Carbach is going to be in today. Looking forward to that visit as always. And they've got a lot going on at the brewery. A lot of the great beers. We were just out there on Friday. And man, they got a lot of good beer on the wall out there at Carbach. Food is out of this world at the restaurant. If you haven't been, I can't recommend it enough. We're not talking about bar food. I'm talking about like gourmet, legit food. And that Hatch macaroni and cheese the other day, so good. I know Fred had the poutine, which is always a favorite. It's a really excellent place. They've got a new pastry chef as well. He's doing some really great things. Carboctoberfest about to crank up. September 20th is the first weekend of Carboctoberfest. There's going to be live music every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday out there at the music tent in the beer garden. They're going to have beer, of course, an Oompa band, a Stein hoisting competition. They're going to have German-inspired food out there, face painting, and you can bring the dog out. It's going to be a great time. And you know, if you want tickets and information, go to carbockbrewing.com and you'll find it all there. Or you just, even easier, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and get all the information about Carbocktoberfest. It's Carbock. When you're out out and about this week, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbock.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-3776. Happy Labor Day. If you're having to work, sorry. Sit back, relax, have some fun with us. AJ's figured out how to get beer, so we're all good. And a lot of people tell me that a couple of Specs are open, so maybe Specs is open today.
Well,
because I went and loaded up on Friday, just figuring they'd be closed all weekend, so I wanted to make sure I had enough to get me through, and then I didn't really drink much after Friday night. So
I drank a lot on Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah. More than I should have.
Eh.
My wife was mad at me on Sunday. She said I tried to pee in the corner of our bedroom. I don't believe that story.
I've done that before.
I don't believe that story.
Mine caught me trying to do that one time, too. Yeah. I was like, where are you going in the closet?
I don't know about that, I said.
Well, all right, so let's talk some college football. Where do you want to start? There's so many.
Yeah, a lot of games.
If we could just kind of go through some of the top 25 teams who impressed us first. We can talk about Texas a little bit.
We'll talk about the Texas schools first. Okay. I mean, A&M, there's not a lot to say.
We're not going to learn anything until they play Clemson next
week. Yeah, they dominated their game. Nice victory. It looked pretty good. Texas, my goodness. I don't even know where to begin. They start out that game. They were getting blown out in that game.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, when they got up to 24-22, I thought, okay, they're going to pull this out in the second half.
I think they score, like 17 unanswered points or something like that to get back in the game. And I was like, man, maybe it's going to be a game. And when they've got all the momentum in the world, an hour and a half weather delay. Mm. And when they came out, they just looked flat. I mean, I still don't understand what they see in this Ellinger. He's just not for me. I think that they've still got a quarterback problem, and until they fix that, you know, I don't know what they can really be. But you know, not the best coaching job by Tom Herman. They've got to be disappointed. I mean, there were high hopes for this season.
Well, there should be in year two. If your coach is going to be really good, year two is where you should see the improvement, and we may yet see it. But it sure looked a lot like last year's
loss. It looked a lot. Well, I mean, I guess it was not as much of a blowout at least. But, yeah, it still didn't look like it was a very competitive match. They were overwhelmed again. And I don't know what they've got to do. But I do think they've really got to get some better quarterback play. I thought their defense would be better than it was. It was bad. And they let Maryland run around on them, and it shouldn't be the case. If you've got that much talent on offense, there should be no way. And it's Charlie Strong's second year. There was if you remember, there was high hopes for Texas then too, and their first game, granted, little more challenging of a road game, but they were at Notre Dame to start that season.
Yeah, and they wound up in the top 10 after that, and everybody thought, oh, here we go.
That
was the one they lost.
The one they lost. Yeah. They got housed.
It was the next year when they came back and beat Notre Dame and got the top 10.
Yeah, this is the year expectations were high, and they started 1-4 because they lost by a point to Cal. So they're 1-4. What do? They beat Oklahoma. And it's like, how does that happen? They beat Oklahoma, and they lost to Iowa State 24-0 that year. It was just a really odd year. Texas has got to be hoping that that's not going to be the case this year. They really need to turn it around because 5-7 will not be acceptable there this year, especially in a watered-down Big 12.
And really, a 7-5 would not be acceptable either. And And I think, you know, the one thing is you never know how a coach is going to fit at a school until he's there. And I still have high hopes for Tom Herman, but, you know, it's not as easy to win at Texas as you think. You have advantages, but, you know, there's also, I mean, managing that at that school is a big deal. And, you know, apparently he was calling, he took over play calling at one point in the game because it was so bad. And when you're starting to do that already in week one, that's just never a good look. I still think that there's an opportunity for them to put it together and have a good season. But boy, after, you know, and week one, unless you're Alabama or somebody like that, a lot of times you can suck week one and then come out and get better as the season goes on. But that's not a game you expected to lose.
And I know Tim, I guess Tim Beck is like buddies with Tom Herman. But at some point, Tom Herman needs to say, look, man, you're not getting the job done here. And they, you know, they made Matt Canada look, you know, Matt Canada couldn't move the damn ball at LSU.
Yeah.
They made him look like he's all of a sudden Kyle Shanahan or something. Tim Beck has got to, he's got to figure it out. He's got to be better. Or Tom Herman just needs to say, you know what, I'm calling the plays, period. And if that's the case, and you just,
I think he did after the start of that game, and that's
not a good sign.
That's a bad look in week one.
It's not a good sign. Well, that offense wasn't very good last year either. No. Not as good as it was expected to be. So, yeah, I think you're going to see some big changes made pretty quickly with them. Texas Tech just gets destroyed here. They were here in Houston. And, I mean, Ole Miss, out of the gate, was just all over these guys. And Tech tried to make it close, and then at the end, Ole Miss just ran away with it. But Tech, offensively, and this is why I played the under on this game and lost. It was a 71.5, and everyone's like, oh, don't play unders on Tech. I know the deal. But
you usually get value on the under.
But Tech's offense is not what it has been, for sure. And I figured Ole Miss was going to be more of like a ball control offense. They were out there chucking it. They were going. And, the number was 71.5. It went to 74 on a late field goal. So I don't feel bad about the play. But I was shocked that Texas Tech was that much worse than Ole Miss. And maybe Ole Miss is like, that maybe they're set up to be better than I thought they were going to be. I thought they'd be good. I didn't think they'd be, you know, blowing out Texas Tech in Houston by 20 points good. But yeah, that Texas Tech, you talk about concern and a coach who's got to be feeling some pressure. Kingsbury's got to be, he's got to be on the hot seat if things don't improve quickly for Tech.
Yeah, and it's not like, their schedule's really easy this year either. I mean, they're going to have at least 5 games in the Big 12 where they're not going to be favored.
Probably not.
And, you know, that's, you go 5-7.
Dude, I think that the game, I mean, I don't want to say it's impossible, but I think it's unlikely they lose to Lamar. But that game against UH is going to be telling, because I don't know if, I'm guessing you watched the entire UH game.
I did.
That can't be a confidence booster. I mean,
well,
the final score looks way better than the game was.
The one thing I would say is if you saw the game, the UH defense was really poorly coordinated because they gave up a lot of third downs and like Rice stay on the field way too much. Offensively, much as that was a controversial hire, once they got going, it looked like the Baylor offense. I mean, it was just bam, bam, bam right down the field.
Yeah, and it took them a while to get going.
It did, but because they didn't have the ball a lot, because Rice was dominating the clock. And I think, you know, that's the thing. When you got a guy who was not a good coordinator at two other schools and you bring him in, they've got talent on that defense. There's no excuse for that. And I think, you know, they also probably came in a little bit overconfident that they were just going to wipe the floor with them. But I was impressed with, once they got the offense going, you know, they wanted to, they could have. I mean, if they keep playing that game, they're going to score every time they have the ball.
Probably
that.
So. And that's not, the thing.
I mean, it was a disappointing result because you really shouldn't have been down 24-17 at the half. You shouldn't have been down in the third quarter. And, you know, Rice misses some field goals and has some some things that don't go their way, and all of a sudden that's, you know, that's the way that that offense is set up, is you just start scoring points in bunches, and they did.
I just think the reality is for this UH team is they're a long way from what they were when Tom Herman was there. I think that they're going to go through some growing pains too.
I think so. I need to see more though, because you know, obviously you're just now putting in this offense, and once, like I said, once they got that going, I was not impressed with the defense. I think that was really the problem.
Well, the defense in the second half was great.
Yeah, they were, because by then they get the lead and Rice has to start throwing the ball,
right,
and those guys tee off on him. But they were not good in the first half, and they were giving up third down completions and just ridiculous plays that you're just going, come on, man. And what I always say, the mark of a good coach is getting a defense off the field on third down, and then for an offensive guy, it's red zone offense. And they were not good on third downs in the first half. They played better in the second half, but they have too much talent on their defensive line to be dominated by Rice's offensive line.
Yeah.
And they were.
They have maybe the first pick in the NFL draft on their defensive line.
And he's got some help, too. So it's not like, that was a little disappointing. But, you know, once they got going, they look fine, I think. Yeah, but you look at who's coming in next, and it's like, well.
You got two in a row against Power 5 teams, so it's
And they both are winnable games.
I mean, they are. Both those teams looked horrible this week.
Yeah, I guess we just all assumed that when Kevin Sumlin got his hands on Khalil Tate, that offense would get even better.
Man.
That was not good. I have some thoughts about that one, too. And there's still a couple other Texas schools I want to get to.
Yeah, we've got plenty to get to. I got to tell you quickly about Bill Advisor. If you own your home, listen up. Our friends at Bill Advisor are about to save you some big money on your home insurance. Shopping for a better deal on your policy, it's never been easy. Then it used to take forever to get a reliable quote. Then someone came along, made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. Bill Advisor's new system, it's even faster, and you're probably going to save a ton. They'll deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a single text message. Grab your phone now, text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. Send that back. You're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage in 15 seconds or less. The savings with Bill Advisor are real. The average homeowner is saving over $790 a year. Real coverage, real savings, real fast. It's 2018, guys. No one has 15 minutes to wait around for insurance quotes anymore. Bill Advisor is going to find you savings in 15 seconds. This is the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text the word money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple people asking about betting. I'm on Toronto +9 this afternoon if you want to see a CFL play. It kicks off in about an hour. So 2-2, basically, on college football. And we talked about before the show, the games I was wrong about, I was way wrong about. Like, I didn't bet a lot on Florida Atlantic against OU, but I backed off that last moment, and that game was never close. OU looked really, really good. And then the Troy-Boise game, I had Troy. That didn't go very well.
It didn't go well?
No, by halftime, I knew that one was a loser. But then I also hit Appalachian State pretty hard. And I hit Florida International by a half point. So, and that was the one we used in our little game that we're doing. So,
yeah, round one is in the books, and the Blitz 3-0.
Yeah.
We're doing all right. We're hanging in there.
Yeah, I was the only one that was ever in danger with my half. You two guys, your guys covered easy.
Yeah, my team, I got 5.5 points, and they won by 40. That's good.
Yeah, so you had Liberty. I had Florida International. Jong had Utah State.
That one also nice.
Yeah,
nice call.
Never any sweat on that. Raheel also 1-0. He had West Virginia. He didn't have any sweat. Palillo had Vanderbilt. He's also unbeaten.
Yeah.
Joel had Colorado. He won that one. Barry had OU.
Not bad.
Your losers, Patrick Creighton had UH -26. Lance did go with FAU +20.5.
Granado had Texas Tech minus 2.5. Tyler had Arizona minus 11.5. And Nick, who was on the opposite side of me, had Indiana minus 10.5. So we got a couple other people that we're going to try to work in. They'll have to pick two games this week. So we'll see if they wish to participate. But we'll do this all year. And the plan is winner take all, $20 each. We'll let everybody keep up with it. And then the last place person has to bring wings for everybody.
There you go.
I'll tell you some other teams that I was pretty impressed with. You know, I think Alabama is going to be a monster again. I don't think there's any surprise there, but that was another one where you just kind of sat back and said, wow, they're going to be good.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
And Tua gives them such a different look on offense at quarterback. I don't know what to make of Ohio State yet because Oregon State's absolute garbage, but they sure didn't look like they had any problems. And I don't think Florida Atlantic's quite the same team they were last year, but OU dismantled them. That was never even in doubt. So
hey, I love the post-game presser from Lane, where it's just like, I'd be shocked if that team's not in the national champion or in the playoff. Like, it's just like, all credit to them. We played like garbage, but all credit to them. That's a great team. Yeah. Which they
and
listen,
and maybe Lane's a one-hit wonder, too.
They impressed the hell out of me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. I wasn't sure. I wanted to see first before I was like, oh, they're going to be fine at quarterback. And I get that Lincoln Riley, he runs a good offense. But last I saw Kyler Murray, he wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Okay. So pardon me for being a little bit skeptical. But he looks like he's got something there with that kid. And you know, I would congratulate him on Twitter, but he blocked me. So I can't. But That was a hell of a showing by Oklahoma. And maybe the like amongst the teams that we would consider national championship contenders, maybe the most impressive performance.
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, Georgia beat the hell out of Austin Peay, that was a bummer for me because I went to Austin Peay for two semesters and I was really hoping they would pull off the upset. I would break out my show me your penis shirt. And rock it, but 45-0, not exactly what I was hoping for.
Yeah, I think Clemson was fairly impressive too, but again, they weren't really playing anybody.
Right,
Furman is
like Oklahoma had that was not an easy draw for your first game of the season.
No, and I mean that as far as group of fives go, that's a pretty good team theoretically, at least on paper, and maybe they turn out not to be as good, but. Considering the competition, I'd probably say they were the most impressive of the teams that we don't consider championship contenders. I was impressed by the way West Virginia did Tennessee.
Oh yeah,
that was a nice win.
Oh yeah,
and for that matter, Boise to go in and just crush Troy like that. I think they may, you know, they may be back to being one of those fringe teams that we're talking about.
I think one of the things that I took away from this weekend was that. The SEC West, which we all know is good, but even the teams that we thought were going to be a little bit down this year, I mean, LSU, who, you know, what was LSU's number in Vegas? 6.5 wins?
Yeah, something like that.
If you have an under 6.5 on LSU, good luck, because I think most people were counting that Miami as a loss.
Yeah,
and that was a really impressive win for LSU. I thought Mississippi State looked really good. Ole Miss, obviously, we've discussed. Auburn beat Washington, which was really a fantastic game.
Yeah, that one lived up to the hype.
That was the best game of the week. I think you know it was entertaining. It wasn't super high scoring, but it was a really well played, close game. I thought Washington, you know, kind of shot themselves in the foot a little bit. I thought they were – I don't want to say they were the better team, but I thought it would have been interesting for Washington. Had they won, they'd be the only team in the country who could say, we've already beat the toughest team on our schedule, you know, and I don't think anybody else can claim that. And Auburn can't claim it because they've still got another one that's pretty damn good ahead of them. But yeah, that's a bummer for Washington because it looked like they should have won that game just – couldn't pull it off at the end, and now They basically have to win out to have any shot at the playoff.
Well, I think, but I which think is, man,
it's doable given what we saw them do against Auburn.
Yeah, if they, in fact, I'll say it right now: if they win out, they're in the playoff.
They should be.
Yeah, I mean, you lose 5 points in a close game, neutral site against a top 10 team to start the season.
Yeah,
and nobody's going to hold that against you. In fact, they're going to look at that as a good loss, I think. Penn State, not so much.
Oh boy, that pissed me off so much. I was trying to watch that Auburn Washington game. I had to flip over. To check the Penn State Appalachian State game, I was like, "You got to be!" Penn State was losing that game with a minute to go.
I know
they were down 7. It took them scoring a touchdown in the last minute of the game to take it to overtime. I mean,
I'll tell you what, though, it feels good when you're up 7 that late in the game and you're getting 24.5 points.
Oh, I bet, I bet. Yeah, it's hard to lose that.
Yeah, it's like the first weekend you don't want to get skunked. So that was my first win, so I was happy with that.
But that's good.
What'd you think of JT Daniels at USC? Did you get to watch much of him?
I watched a little bit of it. JT Daniels looked fine. I think the more pressing issue is for USC, like, why giving up 21 points to UNLV?
Yeah.
You know, that probably shouldn't be happening. But, yeah, I think they've got something there with Daniels. I think he'll be okay. They didn't show a lot with him. I thought they were pretty vanilla, and he was still pretty successful. I think he'll get better as the season goes, or they'll open up the playbook more and he'll struggle. I tend to think he'll get better as the season goes on. You know who else impressed me and cost me money? Mike Leach.
Yeah, I liked Washington State going into that game.
I liked Wyoming going in. I mean, Wyoming, I thought defensively they'd be better. And I've seen Mike Leach and Washington State lose to 1AA teams before. First week of the season, like, they never come out with any sort of urgency early in the season, and they just dog stomped Wyoming. I mean, it wasn't even how you felt about your Troy bet. That's how I felt about my Wyoming bet. It was like, well, this just isn't happening.
I hate it when you're halfway through the second quarter and you're already like, okay, that's a loss. Let's move on.
Well, I shouldn't say that because the game was 20-19 going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But then when Washington State just started to roll in that fourth quarter, I was like, oh, boy. Wyoming's not even trying to score anymore. They punted when they were down 14. I was like, well, you guys are just – you've rolled over and died on me. No, I don't think there was any other massive upsets. Penn State was the closest one to being a big upset, but nothing really jumped out at me as like, oh, that team wasn't supposed to win. You know what? Maybe that's not true. And I'm not counting Kansas losing to Nicholls State. You could see that one coming. But Cincinnati over UCLA, and I like Cincinnati to cover, but boy, you paid a lot of money for that coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the start you were hoping
and
for.
And he made some bad decisions. Going forward on 4th-and-1 when their defense is playing so well, just punt the ball and flip the field, and they were very, very sloppy. And Cincinnati is not that good.
They're not that good.
That's the scary part of this. So, but everybody else, I don't really think there was anything out there where, you know, I mean, I watched some of the Baylor game too, and you know, Abilene Christian, I don't know, you're supposed to beat them, but at least Baylor looks a little better than they did last year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, last year they would have struggled in that game.
Yeah. No kidding. But,
mind you, they still gave up 27 points to Abilene Christian.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's not like it looked great, but. Offensively, they seem to be they seem to be alive.
Well, and again, it's week one. I think though, a lot of these teams will be better next week. But that one was, like I said, there were just I can't believe how much football I watched this weekend. I just locked in on the TV. I'd have two or three games on at once. At BYU Arizona game, we didn't get to talk about, but I mean, I don't know what the hell Arizona was doing on offense. And you've got, and I know that Sumlin.
I think BYU's pretty good defensively, first of all.
They are, but I also think one thing about Kevin Sumlin is he doesn't really like his quarterbacks taking off and running a whole lot. Now, Manziel did it because that's what he did.
He just did what he wanted.
Yeah, and, you know, Khalil Tate, you gotta let that guy run the football a little more.
That might be the worst I've seen Khalil Tate look in some time. I mean, that was a dark horse, not even a dark horse.
No, really. I think
it was a Heisman contender.
A lot of people thought, and you know what? Again, they could. It's first game in a new offense. They can get better, and they may take a big step forward this week. But man, I didn't see a lot there to like.
No,
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hey guys, check out sportsmap.com. There was lots of good stuff this weekend. I did keep the site rolling. Had Joel Blank has a column up this morning on the Rockets offseason now that they've gotten rid of Anderson's contract. Have our weekly Astros report from Chris Campisi. We actually have the week one standings for the Gal Media Show Host Gambling Challenge up. So if you want to keep track at home, those are there.
Who would you say are the favorites besides us? Like, who do you think?
Besides us? Well, if we get.
And I like putting Jerry Bowe in there, too. I think that'll spice it up.
I think if we throw him in there, he would. Other than us, I would say he'd be one of the favorites, and I'd say Lance should be up there.
Lance started out 0-1.
Yeah, he did, but.
It's behind the eight ball now.
Eh.
It's a long season, I guess.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
All right.
So, but we have. If you want to keep track, and like I said, we're going to add a couple people this week, and we want to get Jerry and maybe Josh, and we'll see who else is interested, but. Then we have our little Texas College report from Kayla Winter. She goes through all the games that we care about for Texas teams. And then I did a breaking down the Texans 53-man roster after final cuts. Several times I updated that yesterday as they kept jerking around with the roster, including bringing Joe Webb back today.
Yeah. A couple of NFL starting quarterback announcements. Three, in fact, today. The first one is horrible news. The Bills named Nathan Peterman starting quarterback.
Wow. Wow.
Can we do Dustin to win for the Bills season?
They might have the number one pick. I mean, they are going to be
bad. Why trade McCarron? I guess.
I don't get it. I mean, they think Nathan Peterman's better than A.J. McCarron. I just can't imagine that's the case.
Or Tyrod Taylor's better than Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, I don't get it. Well, I get that they didn't want to pay Tyrod Taylor what he was wanting. By the way, I'm going to say Tyrod from now on.
Yeah.
Thanks to Hard Knocks. But I don't think A.J. McCarron's ever going to get a fair shake in this league. And maybe he just can't play. Like, you know, yeah. I've always thought that he could. We never get to see it.
Can I just ask one small thing? Can Brent Musburger quit creeping on his wife? What the hell?
Oh, well, no, he can't.
That's just gross, man. So he's starting. Nick Foles is going to start for the Eagles Thursday night.
Nick Foles will start week one. And what was the other one that got announced?
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold. Yeah. Sam Darnold's going to start for the Jets.
Which, not really surprising, I think.
No.
He's the guy everybody thought was most NFL ready, and I'll be interested to see how he does. But, looking at a couple of these lines, just for early reference, Army minus 10.5 against Liberty.
I'll be on Liberty.
Okay. I'm just looking at pregame. They have the early ones up. So.
Yeah. In fact, I may want to get on that sooner than later.
Houston minus 3.5 over Arizona.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have thought that before this last week, but.
I hope Ed Oliver has a really good season, and then Buffalo takes him number one in the draft.
Don't wish that on him.
Why not? I mean, come on.
Hey, man, the Bills are going to be my team when I move to Toronto. That's going to be the only one I can go to.
That's it. They got rid of Marcel Darius. Kyle Williams, he's about to be out of there. He's about to be put out to pasture. It's a perfect time, perfect fit.
You see what Buffalo did to Mario Williams?
I mean, listen. He had some good years in Buffalo.
He did, yeah.
Yeah. He actually probably had a better run in Buffalo than he did here.
Yeah, for a couple of years there.
I mean, he
can make that argument.
Yeah. Now, granted, he was on a really good defensive line.
Yeah.
That was always playing from behind. So, But he was pretty solid in Buffalo.
It's hard to believe the Bills made the playoffs last year.
It really is.
And then you look at them now, and they just seem like an absolute mess.
And what's really crazy is if they would have had Tyrod Taylor in the playoffs, I mean, they were in that game with Jacksonville.
Yeah.
They gave Jacksonville all they could handle with a joke at quarterback. So, I mean, I'm not saying they could have gone much further than Jacksonville, but the fact that they were there and they were competitive with what they had at quarterback is pretty amazing.
713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Could probably call, but we're waiting for Andrew to get back with beer.
Yeah.
So, good move to send him over to the HEB.
Oh, yes.
You know, I'm looking at the standings. We're three of the four people that have taken dogs in the first week.
Oh.
Lance was the only one that took a dog. Everybody else took favorites.
Almost my entire card this week was dogs. I don't know if I even played a favorite at all.
Yeah, the only one I even thought about wound up losing outright, so I'm glad I didn't. I think especially early you get a lot of big lines that you think are a little bit out of whack, and it's easier to do that. But, you know, 2-2-1 is nothing to write home about. It was mildly profitable because one of the losses was a game that I didn't bet much on.
My best bet of the week was Liberty, and they ran it. I should have money lined. If I would have money lined them, I probably would have broke even for the weekend, but I didn't, and I had more losses than wins, and it wasn't like because I went a little extra on Michigan and what was the other one that I jumped out there a little on? Oh, Wyoming. That cut into me having any profit, so I ended up losing a little bit this weekend. But it could have been way worse.
Yeah, I was kind of happy to get out with what I did because.
And you know what? Shout out to like the garbage schools that that helped me out this weekend because like South Alabama covered for me, Liberty covered for me, James Madison covered. That's what I was winning on this weekend. Michigan, forget it. I need to stick to that. I need to stick to the non-sexy games that I have to watch on a crappy internet feed.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break.
My credit card's been charged, so Andrew's on his way back.
Good. Good. What do you find?
Some stout. I've never tried it, so.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Within the past, knowing we are the youth. Caught into the
beast, out of world without the peace, facing a bit of the truth. This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.